Energy uses Arkansas energy emergency laws to justify gas plant plans, written by Amanda Durish Cook, and read by an automated voice. Energy Arkansas says a recently enacted Arkansas law strengthens the case for its plan to build a new natural gas plant, a proposal that has drawn criticism from the state's attorney general and regulatory staff. The utility applied to build the 754 megawatts Jefferson Power Station near Redfield, Arkansas, in early August, but staff with the Arkansas Public Service Commission and State Attorney General's office asked the PSC in early September to deny the utility's proposal. The two agencies cited underdeveloped studies, a neglected analysis of alternatives, uncertain costs, and a lack of ratepayer protections. The proposed plant would be adjacent to the utility's White Bluff coal-fired power station, which is slated for retirement in 2028. Energy envisions the gas plant would begin operation in 2029. In a September 19 round of filings, Energy Arkansas rebuttal to state officials invoked Acts 373 and 940, both passed by the Arkansas legislature in 2025. Act 373, also known as the Generating Arkansas Jobs Act, makes it easier for electric utilities to finance new construction projects, while Act 940 adds review for retiring dispatchable generation and emphasizes a reliable, adequate, and affordable power supply with the PSC fostering development. Both laws contain emergency clauses. John Bethel, Director of Public Affairs at Energy Arkansas, said the Jefferson Power Station is exactly the type of resource the state legislature envisioned and will be critically important as the utility's largest gas plant. Bethel said the plant is undoubtedly necessary for Energy Arkansas' long-term ability to provide adequate supplies of reliable, affordable, and dispatchable power to all customers. In accordance with the two laws, he said, Energy is prioritizing speed to market for new, dispatchable generation to serve economic development. He added the utility was able to secure in-demand components for the plant at a time when it is very difficult to procure new gas resources of this kind. Energy hasn't publicly disclosed the cost of the plant, citing an incomplete engineering, procurement, and construction agreement. The utility has redacted total price estimates in public filings. Energy also has proposed that the Cypress Solar Project, consisting of a 600-megawatt solar array and a 350-megawatt battery energy storage system, be paired with the natural gas project. The utility estimates that both projects would add $4.87 to an average residential customer's monthly bill. Candace Fielder, Energy Arkansas Senior Manager of Resource Planning, said no one has disputed the utility's need for the new capacity. She said Energy's analyses show that adding the gas plant would yield substantial net benefits to customers by using land the utility already owns and White Bluff's interconnection rights. Fielder said more than 80% of project costs would originate from two competitive solicitations Energy Arkansas conducted. Methodological flaws. Jeffrey Bauer, a consultant with Daymark, in early September filed testimony on behalf of the Arkansas PSC contending that Energy failed to meet the Commission's resource planning guidelines because it didn't compare the self-built resource to market opportunities. He also said that Energy didn't propose any cost containment or consumer protections or compare the new gas plant with a conversion of White Bluff to burn an alternative fuel. The attempts by the company to compare the project to alternative options are either inadequate or contain methodological flaws, Bauer said. He noted that Energy appeared to assume EPA regulations eventually requiring carbon capture technology would be repealed even though they're not yet dismantled. Bauer asked the PSC to order Energy to supplement the application with more analysis and protections for ratepayers, but Bethel said Bauer's stance must be revisited given that the legislature has charged the Arkansas PSC with eliminating obstacles to developing a diverse generation fleet that includes cost-effective dispatchable electric generation. Bethel also said Energy may consider converting White Bluff's coal units into a natural gas peaker plant. However, that conversion would not be enough of a substitute for the Jefferson Power Station. He said ordering a comparison of the coal plant conversion to the new gas plant is a red herring because the resources are not directly comparable. Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin similarly opposed Energy's proposal. Scott Norwood, an energy consultant who filed testimony on behalf of Griffin's office, said Energy hasn't shown the Jefferson plan would come in at a reasonable cost or is the best available resource for meeting energy system capacity need in 2030. Norwood also said that the utility did not explore the alternative of converting White Bluff from coal to gas, which would have a far lower cost. He added that Energy's other economic analyses of the plant are based on unreasonable cost assumptions that serve to overstate the benefits. Meanwhile, in its September 22 report, The Dirty Truth, the Sierra Club faulted Energy for overcommitting to natural gas and backpedaling on sustainability goals. Energy in 2019 committed to reducing its emissions by 50% by 2030, followed by a 2021 commitment to 50% carbon-free generating capacity by 2030. However, in late 2024, utility said its capacity goal would be delayed for an as-yet-undetermined period beyond 2030 and said its emissions timeline could slip based on growing demand. Energy said it recognized that some of our new generation resources will be cleaner but not carbon-free. The utility said it remains committed to its long-term carbon target of net zero emissions by 2050. The PSC has scheduled a public hearing for the Jefferson plant October 30th and expects to issue a final order near the end of January 2026.